I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, good friend of this program. Ambassador Bolton, good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
All right. Look, I want to start out by looking back at the president's recent trip to Japan, and more importantly, his stop in Hiroshima, in which he said the following.
We may not be able to eliminate man's capacity to do evil, so nations and the alliances that we formed must possess the means to defend ourselves. But among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear and pursue a world without them.
And he went a step further, adding,
the scientific revolution that led to the splitting of an atom requires a moral revolution as well. That is why we come to this place.
So I'd like your thoughts on this. Is it time for us to reduce our nuclear stockpile, do away with nuclear weapons? And what about his suggestion that having such weapons is an immoral choice?
Right. Well, you know, the idea that we eliminate our weapons and that everybody else eliminates their nuclear weapons and peace breaks out is just typical of the kind of Obama thinking that shows he lives on a different planet. I mean, even if you could eliminate all nuclear weapons, what about then the chemical weapons, the biological weapons? Indeed, with respect to some countries, we've made it clear if they used chemical weapons first, we would retaliate with nuclear weapons. And we should have that option because it creates deterrence that hopefully prevents the use of any kind of weapon. It's really the second point, though, that I think is the most important. And I took that to be Obama never used the words "I apologize," but I took that to be the kind of criticism of Harry Truman that was pretty close to an apology. That Truman was there, we had overcome the technological difficulties, we had the atom bomb, but poor Harry Truman just didn't measure up to Barack, high-minded Obama's standards, and he didn't have the moral revolution that has emerged from Barack Obama, and he used the weapon. I mean, it was. I just think it shows Obama didn't have the slightest idea of what Truman confronted when he made the decision to drop the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and then on Nagasaki. Winston Churchill, I know he doesn't pay much attention to Winston Churchill, but Winston Churchill had said that the invasion and conquest of the Japanese home islands would have required, this is Churchill's phrase, effusions of American blood. Effusions of American blood. Yeah. So Harry Truman, confronted with that choice, I think did the right thing militarily, and he did the right thing morally in dropping the bomb.
Yeah, and you did. It's hard not to infer from the president's statements that in some way he has a morally superior view of these things that those Neanderthal American presidents like Franklin Roosevelt and Truman just couldn't grasp. I think it's worse than an apology.
Well, I think his narcissism really is quite exceptional, and I just thought it was interesting. He went to Japan ostensibly for a G7 meeting. He obviously took the opportunity to go to Hiroshima. You go all the way out to East Asia. Typically, a president will go to a couple of other countries. Obama picked one other country, Vietnam, just coincidentally another country we had a war with.
Right.
So he's now concluded the Asia swing of his apology tour, and who knows where he goes next, except maybe North Korea is yet to come.
Yeah, we need T-shirts for the Obama apology tour 2016. Yeah. Ambassador Bolton, I would love for you to chime in on something that has been driving me insane in light of the Inspector General's report out of the State Department about Hillary Clinton's use of email. The Clinton campaign and some other apologists with a D after their name on Capitol Hill keep calling out Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice, in some way saying that they had an equivalent policy. Now, you worked at the State Department with both of those individuals. Can you please settle this once and for all? Is there any comparison at all between Powell Rice and their emails versus Hillary Clinton?
Well, certainly not with Condi Rice. She didn't use email that much. I don't ever recall exchanging emails with her. And frankly, with both Powell and Rice, almost all of our interactions were over the phone or in person. And it wasn't, you know, we weren't into the email era the way we are and have been since then. But I will say this, Colin Powell once told me he used his AOL account to deal with subjects that were before him as Secretary of State. And I was concerned about it at the time. I said, how can you guarantee that people aren't reading it? And he wasn't that concerned about it. Now, I think there's a vast difference between what he did and what Hillary Clinton did. But I watched some of those Democrats. I watched Adam Schiff with Chris Wallace, who took him apart limb by limb. I don't think this is a partisan issue. Look, if the statute of limitations hasn't run, if Powell did things that were comparable to what Hillary Clinton did, he should be investigated. This is serious business. It's not a partisan issue. And, you know, the inspector general laid it all out. The FBI can look at it now. As I say, the statute of limitations may be run. But this is not a question of defend the person with the R behind his name and hang the D out to dry. It's a question of American national security.
All right. So speaking of North Koreans, you mentioned a moment ago, they did another launch that apparently failed. But again, they continue to be problematic in the region. Your thoughts? What should we be doing as a nation about North Korea? Should we ignore them? Should we engage with them? Should we, you know, start to think about, you know, a nuclearized North Korea that's a bigger threat because they have missiles that could deliver those nuclear weapons?
Right. No, I think we need to worry about it very seriously, which is something that I don't think Obama's done for the last 7 years. And I understand they've now had a string of test launch failures. But I remember when I was a boy watching Jupiter C's blow up and Vanguard missiles collapse on the launch pad. Our rocket scientists
back then.
Yeah,
we had trouble too. Yeah, that's right.
Our rocket scientists back then said, well, that launch, which ended up in the rocket collapsing into itself, was a 90% success. And they justified that on the basis they had learned where their failures were. So presumably the North Koreans can learn too, and obviously they would prefer to have successful launches. But this is part of the process of getting to a point where they have deliverable nuclear weapons. And we have both the South Korean military and the commander of U.S. forces in South Korea saying that the North Koreans really are making rapid progress to miniaturize their nuclear devices and to have ballistic missile capability to put a target on the west coast of the United States in the near future. So the longer we ignore them, the longer we don't find a solution, the greater the risk to us, especially since Obama has gutted our national missile defense program. I think the long-term answer is that we have to persuade China to allow the two Koreas to be reunified. I think that's the only really long-term solution. China has a unique influence over North Korea. It could make that happen, but we're not talking to them about that.
Ambassador John Bolton, we're going to have to leave it there, but it's great
Thank
to have you.
You.
By the way, you look great out there on your hog at Rolling Thunder yesterday.
In my seersucker suit. You saw me then.
Well, I saw someone with an epic mustache. I assumed it was you, but I definitely was not wearing a seersucker suit. So
there are a lot of guys out there like that.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.